Okay, today's daf is daf chaf zayin. Today's learning is sponsored for Shlema for Chava Neshama Bas Aviva Shoshana and Zechus HaTana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, so we are in the middle of a very, very difficult sugya. And let's take it around 8 lines down Gufa. The Gemara, hopefully you got to do the top few lines of yesterday's daf as part of yesterday's sugya. Now the Gemara is restating that and going through line by line, word by word, very, very, very carefully. So we're going to walk through almost every Rashi as we go through the Amud Aleph. Amud Beis is a bit easier, but Amud Aleph is a bit involved. So let's take it from Gufa. Says the Gemara, Gufa Amar Shmuel, Chalat la'achayos lo niftiru tsaros. If a person does chalitza to the two sisters, it does not exempt the tsaros. We're going to go through the Rashi in just a second. But if litzaros, if he does the chalitza to the tsaros, the din is a niftiru achayos, then it would exempt the sisters. So let's look at the top Rashi, even though this is from yesterday's daf, but we're repeating this sugya. So it says Rashi in the very top line here. Chalitza achayos, if he does chalitza to the sisters, shtei achayos shenaflu lifanav mishnei achim. So their two sisters were married to two brothers, and the two brothers die. So now these two sisters fall to the one brother. V'chalachas tsaros ima, and each of the sisters have a co-wife as well. So the din is chalitz l'achayos if, let's call him Levi. So Reuven and Shimon die, and Levi. So Levi does now chalitza to one of the sisters, chalitz l'achayos. Lo niftiru tsarosein, that does not exempt the co-wives, it does not release the co-wives, hol, since, v'i boi li'avume lamatzi, because even if he wanted to perform yibum to them, he wouldn't be able to perform yibum to the achayos, because they're achos zekukasa. Ela yachlos, what he should do is yachlos litzaros, he should do chalitza to the co-wives, and that way yiftiru achayos. Because we had said, I'll read Rashi and read more, but we said yesterday, if the chalitza is a strong chalitza, that has the ability to knock everyone out, but if it's a weaker chalitza, it doesn't have that same ability. So the din is, when he tries to perform chalitza to the sister, he can't really marry the sister. Yibum's not an option. So if yibum's not an option, chalitza is also very weak. So since it's weak, chalitza, it only releases the sister herself, but doesn't release the tsaros. But if he wanted to perform yibum, in theory, which is a whole lot in this point for a second, yibum may have worked for the tsara, and therefore it's a real yibum, so chalitza, the reverse, would be strong as well, and not only would it release the tsara, but would also release the sister. So look what Rashi says, now 3 lines down from the top. V'afagav the tsaros nami, even by the tsaros as well, I have a bai lo have a miyabim, even if he wanted to perform yibum to the tsara, it wouldn't really work. Miu kal isuru mishalachayos, but the iser that stands in the way of the tzara is less of an iser than the iser standing in the way of the sister itself. Hilkach af chalitzasa mishubachos mishalachayos, even though yibum is not really an option for the tzara, but the iser is a smaller iser because only a tzara, therefore the chalitza is stronger, and if the chalitza can perform, it works for the tzara, it extends itself to the sister. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's read again Gufa. Gufa Amar Shmuel says, Chalitz la'achayos lo niftiru tzaros. But if litzaros, it is niftiru achayos. That's the first step. Next. Chalitz libal haget, balas haget, lo niftiru tzara, litzara niftiru balas haget. So look at Rashi to explain balas haget. We're much lower down now. Rashi's around maybe 20 narrow lines down, Rashi says. Libalas haget, beiz yivamos me'ach echad. So now he has two yivamos, two wives from his two brothers, are now fall to him. And nasan yavam get. So the yavam decides to give a get la'achas mem, to kind of release her. Shuv, ein chalitzasa hogenes kolkach deklisha zikasa. So now again, let's go, Levi. So Levi has two sister-in-laws, both sisters. So now, if he gives a get to one, even though the get doesn't entirely work, it still severs that relationship with her. So if he afterwards, even though he needs to give a chalitza, that chalitza is considered a weaker chalitza than it had been before he had ever given her a get. So therefore, if he gives a chalitza to that woman, so that would not pater the tzar. Because if the chalitza is weak, then it's going to be weak to the tzar. It won't affect the tzar. So again, the Gemara says now, chalitza lebalasa get, so that works for the balasa get, but it does not extend itself lo niftira tzara. But even if he gives a get to the first woman, but then gives a chalitza to the tzara, so if it works for the tzara, it would also niftira balas haget. So again, depending on the strength of the iser, that's going to define the strength of the chalitza, and that's going to dictate whether that chalitza will help the other wives or not. Next case, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, chalitz lebalas hamaimer lo niftira tzara. But if litzara, niftira balas hamaimer. So it's balas hamaimer now. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, chalitz lebalas hamaimer. He does mimer to one of the wives of his brother who died. So he does Maimer, which strengthens that bond, actually. Then he does Chalitza to the Baal Samaimer, Lo Niftura Tzara. That actually doesn't help the Tzara. Why? Shechalitza Zu Eino Poteris Legame. Because if he gives the Baal Samaimer Chalitza, that's not entirely effective. He also needs to give her a get now. So Chalitza is only half good. If it's only half good for the Baal Samaimer, it's not going to affect the Tzara. Again, depending how good, how strong the magnitude of the chalitza is, that's going to dictate whether it helps the other wives involved. So instance, the Baal is a mimer now. After you perform mimer of this woman, now he wants to release her. If he gives her chalitza is not enough. You also need a get to release the Baal's mimer. So since the chalitza is not so strong, it's not going to affect the tzaros. But if he gives a chalitza to one of the tzaros, so that would release the Baal's mimer. So look at Gemara again. Chalitza the Baal's mimer lo niftara tzara, but if litzara, Niftura Bailus HaMaimer. Okay, we're good so far. Yeah, that was a lot of time in just a few words. So now the Gemara says as follows: Maishna Lachayos Delo Niftura Tzaros. What's the reason why, in the case above, if according to Shmuel you give a chalitza to the sisters, it does not work for the Tzaros? Because the Havyalo Achos Isha. Pay attention now. Achos Isha Bezika. It's Achos Isha Bezika. So it's not really your wife. You have two sisters now, two sister-in-laws. So one's connected to you through Zika, not married to you, but there's a Zika, strong Zika. And now that would be a problem of Achos Isha, because now the two sisters are the sisters of each other who are both Zikas to you. So they're both somewhat married to you, and they're sisters to each other, so they're not going to be, you can't really marry them. Yivam's not an option. If Yivam's not an option, that means Chalitza is a very small Chalitza. It's not a strong Chalitza. So according to that understanding, says the Gemara, again, the Havilo Achos Isha Bizika. So then, Chalitz Litzaros, if you do Chalitza to one of the co-wives, Nami, it should be the same thing. Nami Lo Lifteru Achas. If you give it to a Chalitza, do Chalitza to the Tzara, it should not exempt the sisters. Why? The Havile Tzaros Achos Isha Bizika. Hopefully you're following the terms here. So again, there's a Zika between the two wives, and they're sisters with each other, and then there's a Tzara of these sisters. So the sisters are arayos to each other, gabi me. They're arayos to me, and the Tzara is an extension of the Erva. So that shouldn't work either. If you just look at the way Rashi says this, Rashi says, Letzaros Nami, it's around 20 narrow lines up, Letzaros Nami, Hatzaros Achos Zukuka hi, V'yasir liyabuma. You can't do Yibum with the Tzara either. Why? The Tzara bimakom Erva Kaima. So just like the two sisters are Erva, the Tzara is also considered a type of Erva as well. So it shouldn't work in both directions. My Chalitza, just like it doesn't work from the sister to the Tzara, it shouldn't work from the Tzara to the sister either. That's the question of the Gemara.
This is contradicting what Rashi said on top of the page.
How so?
The Gemara is challenging the assertion that it's a weaker
Exactly. The Gemara is trying to find now hone in on what is that exactly. Rashi above, there was a distinction. Gemara is challenging this distinction. Exactly. So now the Gemara says, because Savar Shmuel ain't Zika. There's no Zika. There's no Zika at all between the two sister-in-laws, and there's no connection to the Yab. Gemara says, how could you suggest that? V'ha Amar Shmuel, doesn't Shmuel himself hold Yesh Zika? There is Zika he holds. No, Shmuel himself personally holds their Zika. He's explaining, L'divrei ha'omer ain't Zika kamar. According to the one who doesn't hold of Zika, so then everything's really fine. Now, if everything's really fine, so then he should be able to even do Chalitza to the sister, and that should work for the Tzara as well, which is the next question of the Gemara. Ihachi, that's the case. Chalatz la'chayos. If he does chalitza to the sister, who is now, we know, not a Zika to him, so then, amai lo niftaru tzaros. Why does that not exempt the tzaros? It should work in both directions. Fine. So now the Gemara walks through. Take this slow again. We're taking everything slow right now. Bishma, I understand, tzara derachal lo tiftar. So Rachel is the second wife. Leah was the first wife, right? So I understand why the Tzara of Rachel, lo tipater, why her co-wife won't be released. If you do Chalitza to Rachel, it won't work to the Tzara of Rachel. Why? Because the Chavan de Chalatz la Lilea, once he did Chalitza to the first wife, that was Leah, v'hadr Chalatz la Rachel, and then he does Chalitza to Rachel, the second wife, that second Chalitza is a weaker Chalitza because he can't marry Rachel. Once he did Chalitza to Leah, Rachel becomes the Achos Chalutzaso, you can't marry, you can't do Yibam to the Achos Chalutzaso. So when you do Chalitza to Rachel, that's a much weaker Chalitza. If it's a weaker Chalitza, it's not going to impact, it won't affect the Tzaros. So again, Bishma Tzar de Rachel, Lo Tipater, Dechavin de Chalitz Laleya first, and then afterwards, Hadar Chalitz Lerachel, the second wife, Havile Chalitza, the Rachel, the Chalitza of Rachel, who is the second wife. It's called a Chalitza Psula. So from yesterday's daf, Chalitza Psula doesn't mean it's possible. It means it's a weaker Chalitza. A weaker Chalitza cannot release the tzaros. That makes sense. That makes sense why the tzara of Rachel, the second wife, why if I do chalor, whoever something does Chalitza to Rachel, it does not affect the tzaros. But what about the first one? What about Leah? If I do one does Chalitza to Leah, that certainly should release the tzaros of Leah. Gemara asks, Ella, Tzara de Leah, who is the first wife, they should be tipata, should be released if one does Chalitza to Leah. So my lo niftu taros, what does it mean that it does not release the tzara even though one does Chalitza to the wife, to the sister? It doesn't work for the taros. That means nami de kamar at tzara de Rachel. It's referring to only the Rachel case. Einach nami Leah, the first wife, the Chalitza to Leah works for the tzaros of Leah. When the Gemara says it doesn't work for the sorrows of the sister, that's referring to specifically Rachel. In her situation, the second chalitza given to Rachel does not affect the other tzaros. The Gemara says, if that's the case, the tzaros kamar in the plural sounds like bein tzaros Rachel, bein tzaros Leah, it works. No, tzaros de'alma. In general, whenever there is a second sister's tzarah, a Rachel tzara, all those tzaros work. But Eina Chanami, Tzaras Leah will be released with the Chalitza to Leah, will also help release the Tzara of Leah. So now the Gemara says, Ihach, if that's the case, Chalatz Litzaros Nifteru Achayos. So if that's the case, the Chalitza for the Tzara will work for the sisters. V'atzaras Rachel Mimifte, is that really true? That works for the Tzara of the Rachel? Does that really release her? So hold on a second, I'm losing my focus for 1 second here. I'm a little lost. I was good until now. Let's get here, hold on. We probably need Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Chalitz Litzara. So three narrow lines. Five lines, narrow lines up. Ihaki. Ihaki, that's the case. The tzaros de kamar Shmuel, the tzara de Rachel, shechalitz b'achrona kamar. That's what we're referring to. The tzaros means the tzara of Rachel. So then Rashi says, chalitz litzaros niftu achayos b'tmiya. If I do the tzara, if I do chalitz rather to the tzara, will that really work? The chalitz litzaros achos hachalutza niftura. Achos Hachalutza, if you do the Tzara of the Achos Chalutza, will that help the Achos Chalutza itself? In other words, if I do the Chalitza to Tzaras Rachel, will that help Rachel herself? Ask the Mar further. The Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah that appears later on, Daf Mem. Usr Adam, now be very slow here. Usr Adam, Bitzaras, Krovas Chalutzasa. Okay, pay attention. You have to kind of go backwards. Work with the Chalutza, Krova, Tzara. If a Chalutza, who in this case is Rachel, Leah is a Chalutza. Her Krova is now Rachel, and her Tzara is the co-wife. So one may not perform Yibam with the Tzara of a Krova, the Chalutza, which means Tzara's Rachel for our term. It doesn't work. So if Yibam doesn't work for Tzara's Rachel, that means the Chalitza shouldn't work for Tzara's Yibam, Tzara's Rachel either. So how could we say, if you do Chalitza to the Tzara, it will release the sister herself, Rachel herself? So Gemara says, Shmuel Nami Hischil V'lo Hischil Kamar. What do you mean Hischil V'lo Hischil Kamar? So it says Rashi, let's actually read the Gemara first. Just we'll go a few lines here. We'll probably read a few lines and go back. Hischil B'chayos Lo Yigmor B'tzaras. If you start with the sisters, don't finish off with the Tzara. What does that mean? So if you start with the sister, if you look at Rashi, Hischil B'chayos, four wide lines down. Hischil B'chayos Shechalitz L'Leah. If you first, the first wife was Leah. You did chalitza to her herself, not to the tzara, but to Leah herself. Lo yigmur b'tzaras, you should not complete with the tzara, meaning lo patra chalitzas tzara de Rachel es Rachel. Again, if you did chalitza to Leah, then it won't work if you do the chalitza to the tzara of Rachel. That will not help Rachel. Why? The tam we just said, because aser le aser adam b'tzaras krova chalutzasa. But if you start with the tzara of Leah, Hischil, right? Hischil, if you start with the tzara of Leah, not Leah herself, but the tzara of Leah, Hischil b'tzaros, then you can be yigmur af b'chayos. Then you could do chalitza with Leah herself, Rachel herself, rather, and certainly the tzara. That's how the Mishnah says. Now pay attention to the words again. Mutter Adam bikrovas tzaras chalutzasa. So again, tzara chalutzasa is that the chalutza in this case is really the tzara of Leah. That means the tzara of Tzara Leah is Leah herself, if you're following that. And the relative is now Rachel. So again, right, again, read that one more time. Mutter Adam bikrovas, the relative of the tzara of the chalutzasa. Who's the chalutzasa? Not Leah. It's Leah's tzara is really the chalutzasa.
So
That means her tara is Leah herself, and the krova of Leah is Rachel. That's allowed. So if you start with the tsara, you can finish off with the sister. But if you start with the sister, you can't finish off with the tara. Fine, okay? That's what he's talking about.
Ultimately, if you start with the sister, you have to do chalitza to both of the
exact, both of them. And if you start with the tsara of Leah, you could do chalitza to either one. And it works just once. Exactly.
It's interesting. Okay. So we hear that it's equivalent, the level of relationship between, because the Rashi up top, what we started with, was talking about a degradation of the relationship when you get to the tsara. Over here, they're saying once you made one of the sisters a Leah, a chalitza, and all of a sudden, Rachel and her tzara are both at the same,
correct? Yeah,
same level. You can't do. It's not like the tzara of
right.
Rachel somewhere then became.
They're both very weak then. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Very good. So now we're almost at the end of the Amud, which afterwards it gets easier. Now Rav Ashi Amar, Kabbalah Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "Li'olam in reality, could the commerce really, like we said initially, umishum delo alima zika l'shavi l'tzarak erva?" But the real truth is, there really is zika. But Zika is not so strong to make the Tzara into an Erva. I mean, our whole concern above was, how come the Chalitza works, if it works for the sister, it does not work for the Tzara, but Chalitza for that Tzara will work for the sister. We said, that doesn't make any sense. Aren't they both considered Ervas? And says Rav Ashi, no. The Zika is there, but Zika is not strong enough to make the Tzara into an Erva. It's a weaker type of Erva, and therefore, although if one does Chalitza to the sister, it does not work for the Tara. If one does it for the Tara, it does work for the sister. And that's how Rav Ashi says it. I'm not going to go through Rashi. Rashi goes through it to explain that more, but that's the essence of Rav Ashi.
That's sort of what Rashi said again.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So the Gemara, and that seems to be how we pass as well, based on the Rambam, how he quotes it. So that's Rashi also alluding to that sock in the end of the day, Shita of Rav Ashi. So now the Gemara brings a proof also, which also underscores we pass like Rav Ashi. In fact, they bring a Raya, Tanya, Kivase de Rav Ashi, Bryce that supports Rav Ashi, Chalatz la Chayos, lo niftru tsaros, halitzaros niftru achayos, like we've been saying, my time, or what's the reason? La mishum de kasavar yesh zika, is it not because we hold that there is zika, but velo alima zika, the shavi latark erva, but the zika is not strong enough, although it might make the sister herself, the two sisters into ervas, but it does not extend itself to make the tsara of the sister into an erva, and that therefore the since the relationship is more potential by the tzara, that means that chalitz is a stronger one and can release not only the tzara but even the sisters. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Hamani Beishamai." Who is the author of this whole discussion? It must be Beishamai. What do you mean Beishamai? It's not Beishamai Matirin Hataras La'achem, because he is the opinion. We had the whole big discussion in the first parak about Beishamai Beishil about the tzara. He felt that the tzaras are permitted, even though Reuven cannot marry his sister-in-law because it's an erva. That erva does not extend itself to the tzara. That is the shita Beishamai, and that's the understanding here why it's mutter of the chalitza to the tzara. Certainly would work to the sister because he can even do yibum to the tzara. So the chalitza is also just as strong. That seems to be a third answer now. The Gemara then says, "Ihach, that's the case. Yivume nami tisyabim." So if it's shita beishamai, why is chalitza the only option on the table? It should even be yibum. So Gemara says, "Ki Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri." We saw this already a couple times. Damar bo v'niskan lehem letzaros shuchaltzos lo b'syabmos. Even though in reality mikra din midderaisa that yibum is allowed to the tsaras erva, according to Beis Shammai, they wanted to make a takana anyways that only chalitza should be allowed. Things get confusing. We start allowing for yibum in these cases. But Gemara says, really? But was that really a takana? They wanted to make such a takana. They wanted to say you can't do chalitza, you can't do yibum rather, to tsaras erva. But they didn't. The opportunity never came its way. They tried, but something happened and they weren't able to make the takana. So it should really be that yibum's allowed, even to tsaras erva, to which Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Achrava Chazu V'Tiknu. Meaning, even though the initial moments they wanted to make a Tekana, and that didn't work out, some point later on in history, they had the opportunity to reconvene and to make such a Tekana that Tsar's Erva were only going to allow Chalitza. Excellent. Well, that was good, guys. Okay, that was a hard one. I think I missed all the other hard ones. I think I somehow took off those days. This one I couldn't get off. So, okay. Next, Gemara says, Ibailu. Ask Gemara now, going on to Amud Beis now. Bailas Haget Ubayas Hamaimer, Ezem Hem Kodemus. Which one is the first? So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Bailas Haget, Bailas Hamaimer, Ochiv Shemes, the brother who dies, Velo Beis Nashim, he leaves behind two wives. Vyasaze Maimer, Lazu, Veget Lazu. So he gives a get to one of them, which now makes that Zikater weaker. and buys a mimer, and he does a mimer to the other one, which strengthens that level of zika. So now he wants to release them. He wants to do chalitza. So which one should you do? So ask them, Eze mehem kodemes. Which one is first? By the saget adifa, mishim da'askel by chalitza, should you do chalitza to the basa get? Because he started severing that relationship anyways, but give me a get. So maybe he just finished it off with the chalitza. Oh, Duma, perhaps by this mimer adifa, maybe it's better to do the chalitza to the mimer, because mishim de krova labia, that's closer to bia, the mimer strength in that relationship. So look at Rashi. Says Rashi, the top Rashi here, Bailas again, Bailas a Mimer. Ochiv Shemes, below, Beis Nashim Vyasa Bimer, Mimer Lezev, get Lezer. Vishuv Asa Liabem, de Kimle below, even though he can't marry her anymore because he gave a get. But Kaven Shehischa Lagarish, once he started to divorce her, Ezem Hem Hagunalachot, is it better, lift her tar, who is it better to perform the Chalitza with? The one who he built and strengthened, bolstered that Gizika, or the one he started to sever that relationship with? That's the question of the Gemara. So Gemara brings a Raya. Amar of Ashi, four lines down now. Tashma, let's bring you a proof. Umoda, there's a, and this is based on a Tosefta. Umoda Rebbe Gamliel, Sheyesh get Acher Maimer, Umaimer Acher get. We're going to get very intimate with these concepts in a later parak, and very involved. Another, many Mishnahs, we're going to go through every Rashi to understand the steps here. So what does it mean, a get after a Maimer, and a Maimer after a get? So look at Rashi to fill in the gaps here. Rashi says, Umoda Rebbe Gamliel, three lines down, Damar Lakaman, the parak, the fifth parak. Ein get acher get. You cannot give a get after a get has already been given. What does that mean? Modehu sheish get acher mimer. He agrees, even though you can't give a get after a get, you can give a get after mimer. In other words, kagon beiz yivamos, two women, two sisters-in-laws, me'achecha, from one brother. So a brother dies, leaves behind two wives. V'yaser mimer bazu, he does mimer with one of the wives. V'achakach nasan get lazu, and he gives a get. So mahani get lifsol harishona alav, that get is strong enough to disqualify the first one on him. Bishun lo yivne. Ule he'aser bikrovos shnia kibirishona, and also to aser the relatives of the second wife. Velo amrina, we don't say mimer kiknusa, as if he married her when he did mimer initially. Ve'ad cheshnia minei lo mani beget. So this is the case. He gives, he does mimer to Rishon, the first wife, and gives a get to the second wife now. So one would have thought maybe that since he did mimer to the first one, as if they're married, and the second wife is out of the picture, and if he gives her get, it shouldn't affect the first wife. That's one what would have thought. But he says no, that there is get acha mimer. Even though he does mimer to the first wife and strengthens that relationship, the get to the second wife will still have an impact on the first one, and he can't marry even the first one that he started this mimer with. And the flip case, says Rashi, u mimer acha get, if he gave a get first and then mimer, says Rashi, im nasan get l'rishona. He gives a get to the first wife, starts severing that relationship. V'charkach, afterwards, also maimer b'tarasa. He does maimer to the second wife. Lo amrin, we don't say get kama b'mokum chalitza kai. We don't say the get is in the place of chalitza. V'sulo kani maimer yivam b'tzara. And therefore, when he gave get to the first one, it's as if they're both released, and maimer shouldn't work for the second one. We don't say that. Not true. Elavadai mahani. Certainly, the maimer still will be effective for the second wife. Vitzricha get lemamaro, he needs to give a get to her. V'yasagam v'kovoseh. Those are two cases. Okay, a bit tricky, but we have to learn these a lot over and over again. So back inside the Gemara now. Amar Rav Ashi tashma modir v'gamliel, sheyesh get acher mimer, even though he gave mimer to one, the get to the other will still ask the first one. U'mimer acher get, even though he gave a get to the first one, the mimer to the second one will still have effect. Now, e get adif, lo lahane mimer abasri. Now, if get was really stronger, that relationship, the end of the relationship, is stronger than mimer. So once one gives a get, the mimer should really be out of the picture, and vice versa. E mimer adif, if mimer is really strong, lo lahani get abasri, the get should be ineffective afterwards. So in other words, neither one is so strong. The get isn't so strong to release the relationship, and the mimer isn't so strong to strengthen the relationship. And therefore, in terms of the question, should you go after the balas a get, or should you go after the balas a mimer? Which one? Elalav shmamina ki adale ninu shmamina. They're both equal. Meaning the world get in the case of Yibum is not so strong, and Mimer in the world of Yibum is not so strong. These are two options that are weak types of options. They're different directions. One's ending relationship, one's building relationship, but neither one is stronger than the other one, and therefore they could choose either one to do the Chalitza to Baal Saget or Chalitza to the Baal Samimer. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. This is a bit easier now. Amrav Huna, Amrav, Beis Achayos, two sisters, Yivamos, Shenaflu Lufnei Yavam Echad. So, they're two sisters, not from the same husband. They are two different husbands. So, they died at different times, which is very important now. So, now there's Reuven's alive, let's say. And then he gets a wife from this first brother and another wife from the second brother as Yivamos. He didn't perform Yibum yet, or Chalitza. So Beis Achayas, two sisters, Yevamos, Shenaflu Lifnei Yavam Echad, Chalitz L'Rishona, if he does Chalitza to the first one, Hutra, she's permitted to go get married. That works, Chalitza works, Hutra L'Shuk. Chalitz L'Shniya, Hutra, and when he does Chalitza to the second wife, she's also permitted to the Shuk. Now, let's say the first one, Mesa Rishon, the first one dies, so Motu B'Shniya, he can't marry both of them because they're sisters in this case. He can't marry both of them. But if the first one dies, the first sister dies, you're allowed to marry a sister of if the first sister died. So that's Motu B'Shniya. V'ein tzarech lomar, needless to say, Mesa Shniya Shemotu Rishon. And certainly if the second one dies, he could certainly marry the first one. Why is that so obvious? Because Mishum Dehavya Yevama Shehutru V'nesa V'chazav Hutru Tachzir Lihat Rishon. Because when the first brother died, Reuben was allowed to marry that wife. The other sister was still married to the other brother. So there was complete mutter. He could have done an Yibam. But before he was able to do Yibam, the second brother died. Now there are two sisters that were both Yivam in front of him. Those are two sisters. He can't do Yibam to either one. But when the second one dies, it goes back for the Rishon to the initial Heter. So if the first one dies, the second one would be allowed. But Kavachomer, if the second one dies, certainly the first one will die, will be permitted, because that returns back, reverts back to the initial Heter that they had once upon a time. So that's the Shita, the first at the Tanakam. That's Shita's Rav Huna and Rav.
Are we categorizing when they felt the Yibam before the first one died, after the first one died? Because when it says Mesa Rishona Mutta B'Shniya, didn't the Shniya have a Shas Isser before the first one died?
That's going to be the next point, Rav Yochanan. But even in that case, even though there was a Shas Isser, the Shas Nefila, even the.
So he doesn't hold.
Of Shas Nefila doesn't make. Right. Rav Yochanan will, you see in a second.
Does not hold.
Exactly. So if Shas Nefila is Usser and it's allowed, Kavach Omer by the Rishona, where Shas Nefila was Mutter.
And the second case of Rav Huna, there's a Shas Isser, but it's not a Shas Nefila.
The second case.
Hutra, when the second one dies, the first one was Hutra, Vanessa.
Exactly.
And
Hutra. Right.
So Rav Huna doesn't hold the Shas Isser.
It won't affect it.
It doesn't affect
it. We look at the current moment. If there's a Heter right now, we don't look about what happened earlier. So now, Rabbi Yochanan argues on this. Rabbi Yochanan says, and this is how he paskin, it seems. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mesa. Shni, if the second one dies, so mutter b'rishona, so he can marry the first one. Aval mesa rishona also b'shniya. But if the first one dies, he's not allowed to marry the second wife. Why? My time, shekol yivama she'ein ani kara b'bashas nefila yivama yival le'a hareza ke'eshes ach she'esh lebanim v'asura. We look at shas nefila. What was the circumstance? So there is rishona that was first available to marry Reuven. And then, before anything was done, then the Shnia came. Now, the moment the Shnia became available to Reuven, she wasn't available, because now two sisters are Usser to Reuven. So, Shas Nefila, what happened, Shas Nefila? Shani was Usser. Even if the Rishona ends up dying first, Shnia is still Usser, because we all go based on what happened to Shas Nefila, and at that moment, that Shnia was Usser, and she remains Usser forever. Now, Rav, less Lahai Svara, does Rav not hold of such a Svara? Vahama Rav, Kol Isha She'ein Ani Kara Baba Shas Nefila, Yivama Yivale. If you can't say that there's a permission to heter b'shas nefila, harei hi keishes ach sheish lebanim v'asura. So why would Rav allow the Shnia ever to be permitted? If Rishona was available first, and then Shnia came into the world of the permissible as well, shas nefila, she was usher. So even if Rishona died, Shnia should be usher forever. That's what Rav himself says. So how could he above say that Shnia would become permitted? So Gemara says no. Hani mi liheicha dekai ba'ape iser achos isha. Deraisa, which true is when there's a, if Reuven were to be married to the Rishona, married to the Rishona, so then Eina Chanami, then when Shnia came into the world, it would be Usser entirely. But if the Rishon was only Bishun Zika, not Mishun married, not Ishus, but Zika, that would not actually knock out the Shnia. So Sazak Gemara says, Hani mi lehecha dekai ba'ape iser mamash and iser erva, achos isha deraisa, when he was married to the Rishona. Aval hacha de zika derabanan, there's only zika which is only derabanan, meaning Reuven to the Rishona, there's only a zika, and then Shnia came into the picture. Okay, this is derabanan to marry either one, but if Rishona were to die, he can go ahead and marry to Yibam with Shnia. And Tosi just points out here, there's a big discussion in general whether zika is deraisa or derabanan. So when the Gemara here says derabanan, it seems to answer the question. Ah, so we see zika is derabanan, that answers the question. Mefurish Gemara. Zika's not deraisa. The Tosfos feels the need to tell us two wide lines down. The Tosfos, aval hacha zika derabanan, perisha bein chanano, the rav l'tameh, damar ein zika. There's no zika. Meaning, he holds there's no zika. Ah, the Gemara says there is. That's mid derabanan. But mid deraisa, there's no zika. The others hold that no, but if you hold that there is zika, that means there's zika on a deraisa level. So this man damar zika derban is only going according to those who hold there's really no zika on a deraisa level. Fine. What time is it now? How are we doing? Let's try to do this next piece. We'll try to get to the next staff a little bit. I didn't get to look at this too much, but let's see what we got. Ask them, Eisevei, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan. He challenges Rabbi Yochanan with the following. Arba Achan, you have four brothers. Shnai Mehem, Nusun, Shnai Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Umesu, Hanusun, Achayos, the two brothers who are married to two sisters die. Hare Elu Chalzos Vlomisyamos. Now, both the brothers, they can't marry the sisters, so they do Chalitza to the two sisters. Two sisters, exactly. Vamai. Leika chad minayu lachlots lishnir. Let one do chalitza to the second one. V'teve rishona legabe idach kiyavama shuhutro v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra tachsa latera rishon. So in other words, when the two brothers die, really one brother died first. So that we call a rishona. So she was permitted to the brothers because she was a free woman. She was a sister-in-law. Her sister wasn't available. Now, when the second brother died, now the second sister became now Zakuk to both them. Now that became Usr. But so one do Chalitza to the second one. She's out of the picture. And that the Rishona revert back to the other brother to perform Mibum. Must be that we don't hold of this concept of Ryokhan that you're Choser to Heter Rishon. So answer the Gemara, Amalei, Achayos Eino Dea Mishon. I don't know who taught this case. In other words, Rashi says Eino Mishon. This was not true. This cannot be the case because this would have been actually permitted. This is incorrect. So the Gemara then says, okay. Vulema le my chaltos. Let's stop here because I didn't do this yet. I don't want to get too involved, but I think we got a good answer. We almost finished the daf. Let's stop here, and Mir Tashem will continue this tomorrow. I'm not going to chazer. I haven't chazer much of Yivamos, but everyone have a wonderful day. Okay. Shkoyach, guys. That was great.